Al verteld dat we in Essex zijn, het gebied dat een beetje te vergelijken is met het regiogebied waar wij wonen. En daarom hebben ze ook ons uitgenodigd om eens te komen kijken. En dat doen we onder andere in Colchester in het Castle Museum. En het museum geeft ook een beeld van de tijd van de Romeinen. Niet alleen Maastricht en Tongeren en andere gebieden en andere steden in de regio hadden Romeinen over de vloer. Hier ook. Wij lopen samen met Steven.
Well, we are now standing in front of probably one of the most important objects that's been found in Colchester. In fact, it's one of the most important objects that's found in Britain, in Roman Britain. It's actually called the Colchester Vase. And it's important, it's a lovely vase, but it's actually what's on the vase that's important. This is one of the best representations of a gladiatorial contest that we've seen in Britain. And it's very important because it actually shows the gladiators in combat. And you can actually see the gladiator that's just about to be defeated raising his finger. Yeah. And we think he's raising his finger as an act of surrender. As you can see, the fully armed gladiators next to him. And actually the gladiators' names are inscribed around the top of the vase. Valentine. So it's an absolute for Valentinus, Legianus. And so you can actually get a really good impression of a gladiatorial contest simply by looking at this vase. And just around the corner, we do actually have what are called the gladiator cups. This one here actually has representations of gladiatorial contest around the size of the glass. And again, you've got inscriptions of the names around the rim. And these were the pop stars and the footballers of their time. And they were very well paid. They were given Roman citizenship if they became extremely successful. And they were treated almost like film stars of their time. Very important part of Roman history.
Ja, heel unieke stukken hier achter glas, opgegraven hier in de buurt of in Colchester zelf. En ze geven een beeld van de tijd van toen, de tijd van de Romeinen.